Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance of thunderstorms, lows around 70. Storms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 85, cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 81.
Lake season has arrived. Wakanda Boats in Glen Elder is ready to get you on the water with big savings on 2024 Lund boats. Save $2,500 on Lund Tyee models in stock and ready to be customized for your fishing experience. Save $1,500 on Crossover and Impact models in stock. Rig your unit up with Lowrance Electronics for the ultimate fishing experience. Call or stop in today, WakandaBoats.com. Don't forget your lake accessories. They're stocked with tubes, skis, boards, life jackets, and more. This harvest report on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Harvest rolling on here in north central Kansas this June as we creep toward July, and area producers are starting to finish up with their harvests in some of the areas. We had a chance to catch up with Lonnie Spangler in the eastern portions of our listing area. He runs Central Valley Ag Elevator there in Beloit, and Lonnie provided this update on how the harvest is going for Beloit and Asheville areas.
We started around the 12th, a little earlier than usual this year. Harvest, we only had one little setback with rain, which is kind of sad. We need the rain, but went real well. We're probably 95% done. I'm guessing there's a few guys yet, but pretty much wrapping it up here today and tomorrow. So yields were surprisingly better than what we were expecting. You know, we still had a pretty good range from probably 30 to 50. Average in that 40 to 45 range, I'm guessing. But there's some awful good yields out there in some places that caught some early rains. And we pretty much averaged probably around that 60-pound test weight. And moisture's been pretty much dry all the way through 13. Haven't had any problems with moisture into it. Of course, that kind of comes with not having any rain. So quality has been real good. Real good quality this year.
Again, that was Lonnie Spangler, manager of the Central Valley Ag Beloit Grain Elevator location. Also from the Kansas Wheat Commission's harvest report, Steve Clanton, who is a farmer in Minneapolis and Ottawa County, started harvest around June 21st, which is a week earlier than normal, and wrapped up Tuesday evening. Clanton is seeing yields in average of anywhere from 30 to 50 bushels per acre, which he's describing this year as strange. Clanton said, even where I thought there was going to be good wheat, it wasn't as good as I was expecting it to be. It didn't make sense. Test weights for Clanton's wheat there in Ottawa County ranged anywhere from 59 to 62 pounds per bushel. This harvest report on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake was brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
Don't miss all the great deals now. The Tuesday at Cure Stripped Away in downtown Mankato in the meat department. They have 10-pound tubes of 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Stripped Away in downtown Mankato.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
While ticks and mosquitoes are a natural part of our environment, it is important to know that some may transmit harmful diseases. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment tracks illnesses caused by ticks and mosquitoes, and as of May 29th, has received over 200 laboratory reports of tick-borne diseases. Additionally, KDHE has received several reports of tick bites and complaints of high numbers of ticks, which indicates that tick activity and density are increasing and are occurring earlier in the season this year. Numerous tick-borne diseases caused by bacteria are present in Kansas, and they include Rocky Mountain spotted fever, another spotted fever group rickettsiosis. Two rare tick-borne viruses, Heartland virus and Borman virus, have also been identified in Kansas in both humans and ticks. All of these tick-borne diseases are transmitted by the Lone Star tick, the most abundant tick in Kansas. Lone Star ticks can be found widely throughout at least the eastern two-thirds of the state in a variety of habitats and are aggressive human biters. This year alone, KDHE has investigated several tick-borne diseases with several health outcomes, including hospitalizations due to Rocky Mountain spotted fever and tularemia, and a fatal case of Borman virus. Dr. Aaron Petro, KDHE State Public Health Veterinarian, said, quote, vector-borne diseases, both those that are transmitted by ticks and those transmitted by mosquitoes, are extremely active this year. I really encourage people to take the risk of vector-borne diseases seriously and take personal protective measures for themselves and their pets to reduce their chance of acquiring an illness from a tick or mosquito bite. We're also seeing emerging tick-associated conditions like alpha-gal syndrome, which can have lifelong consequences for those affected, which is why bite prevention is so important. To reduce the risk of contracting a vector-borne disease, you can take the following steps. Use an EPA-registered insect repellent on all exposed skin. If going camping or hiking, treat clothing and gear with products containing 0.5% permethrin. When doing yard work, hiking, camping, or recreating in areas where ticks and mosquitoes may be found, wear long pants tucked into socks or boots if possible. Additionally, light-colored clothing can make it easier to spot ticks. Take steps to control mosquitoes indoors and outdoors, such as emptying standing water, particularly in old tires, tarps, and flower pots. Empty bird baths at least once a week to disrupt the mosquito life cycle. Ensure pets remain tick-free by consulting with a veterinarian about tick prevention products. After spending time outdoors, shower and check for ticks again. If a tick has bitten you, don't squeeze it. Remove it with tweezers by grasping the tick as close to the skin surface as possible, then pull outward. Dispose of the tick by flushing it down the toilet, and don't forget to check pets for ticks. Pay attention to common signs and symptoms of vector-borne illnesses such as fever, chills, body aches, and or rash. If any of these symptoms are present within a few weeks of spending time outdoors in areas that may have ticks or mosquitoes, it's important to talk with a doctor about being tested for vector-borne illnesses. For more information, you can visit our story at sunflowerstateradio.com. From the AP out of Park City, on Tuesday, a Kansas fire marshal said he's hopeful that fire crews supported by water-dropping helicopters can control a wood pellet fire at a Kansas recycling center that's been raging for days. There have been no reports of injuries or damage to other buildings from the fire, which started Sunday night at Evergreen Recycle in suburban Wichita. Firefighters have been working to control its spread to a nearby business. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Strong straight-line winds and temperatures in the 90s have complicated firefighters' work. Central County Fire Marshal Brad Crisp said Tuesday, "We're hoping we're going to be able to get it under control. We're really worried about the wind conditions, not only for Tuesday, but for Wednesday as well." Air National Guard helicopters on Tuesday began dropping up to 600 gallons of water on the blaze every 10 minutes, Crisp said. The Guard stepped in after Central County officials on Monday declared a local disaster. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out on their website at heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Emerson Lake Fireworks Show is starting at dark there in Jewel, sponsored by Jewel Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday, July 3rd, featuring Big T's Catering and Dining, Mejom's Ice Cream Express, Kettle Corn and Snow Cones, Hot Dogs and Nachos, Cinnamon Rolls and Pretzel Bites. DJ Becky Fernandez will be there. There'll be vendors. They're looking forward to seeing everyone there. Emerson Lake Fireworks starting at dark Wednesday, July 3rd, there in Jewel. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Marlins by a run. Scott Deals. Bouncing ball right side. Berger's got it. Race to the bag, and it's a Marlins win. A nail biter in Kansas City. Berger had him by that much.
Marlins picking up a 2-1 win over the Royals on Tuesday night. Well, more on that coming up in this sportscast. Also, the NBA taking center stage tonight with round one of the draft. There's also a trade in the NBA on Tuesday. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, as heard moments ago, the Royals suffered a 2-1 loss to the Marlins Tuesday night in Kansas City. KC got on the board first with an RBI single from Vinny Pasquantino that scored Mikel Garcia in the first inning. With a chance to strike again in the third, Bobby Witt Jr. doubled to right, but Garcia got in a pickle between third and home and was tagged out for the second out of the inning, and Pasquantino grounded out to end any scoring threat. The Royals held the 1-0 lead through six as pitcher Seth Lugo exited after giving up just two hits in six innings. Carlos Hernandez gave up two runs with one earned, and the Marlins took the lead in the top of the seventh, holding on for the 2-1 win in the end. After missing two games due to a personal matter, Royals manager Matt Quatrero was back in the dugout and gave his thoughts on pulling Lugo after six.
Pitched extremely well. The last inning threw close to 30 pitches, so that was probably the deciding factor. Combine that with the heat and where they were in the batting order and how we felt about Carlos in that situation. So all those things factored in.
Royals are 43-38 with the loss, while the Marlins improved to 28-51. The two teams finished their series this afternoon at 1-10. Brady Singer, 4-4, the 3.29 ERA, will take the mound for KC against Vicente Belazo, who makes his debut for the Marlins. Although the season ended recently with the Celtics winning the NBA Finals, the league will take center stage tonight and throughout the next couple of weeks with offseason moves already starting to happen. On Tuesday, the New York Knicks agreed to trade to the Brooklyn Nets a lot of draft picks to acquire Mikal Bridges. The Knicks get unprotected first-round picks in 2025, 27, 29, and 31, along with an unprotected pick swap in 2028. Brooklyn also gets a top four protected first-round pick via the Bucks and a second-round pick both in 2025. Going to New York, Bridges will join three former college teammates from Villanova, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo. Also, for the first time ever, the NBA draft is a two-night event set to begin this evening at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick. Many mock drafts have them taking French small forward Zachary Resacher with the first selection. Hawks general manager Landry Fields has not given anything away as far as who they're planning on picking, but they are narrowing things down.
Board is definitely shaping up, tearing itself out. So in order to be number one, just the guy that we see is a great fit for us, not just for the next day, but for the future as well.
After Atlanta, the Wizards, Rockets, Spurs, and Pistons round out the top five picks. San Antonio has two of the top 10 picks. They're also at number eight. Locally, eyes will be on Johnny Furphy, who left Kansas after just one season. He's expected to be a lottery pick. The draft begins at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN with the first round, and round two will be on Thursday. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.